Now it's time for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team.
Gold News Daily, Dave Bradshaw reporting. Wednesday, gold prices rose despite a firmer dollar amid upbeat economic news and a rosy Fed statement. Gold last traded up $6 to $931.80. Silver rose 3 cents to $13.84. What's the future of the dollar? What's the fate of the dollar? Today, Dave Fisher will discuss it.
Hello, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily. Warren Buffett is in the news today saying that the U.S. may need a second stimulus package. Just 3 weeks ago, you heard me say that Warren believes inflation this time around has the potential to be much more severe. According to the Washington Post, the financial crisis that started in the United States is dramatically intensifying the debate over the future of the dollar. Central banks are questioning whether it can or should remain at the top of the financial food chain. Although a meaningful shift away from the dollar is likely to take years, some analysts believe that the decision has already been made and the scales have tipped the other direction. Last week, the leaders of Brazil, Russia, India, and China, whose governments are some of the world's largest dollar holders, jointly declared that the need for a more diversified international monetary system, sparking a huge drop in the greenback on the world currency market. In recent months, China particularly has led a campaign for a new world monetary order, arguing that the U.S. financial crisis has exposed profound vulnerabilities in the U.S. economy and put a crack in the U.S. financial system. Those flaws, critics argue, show it is simply too risky for the world's central banks to rely largely on the dollar for their global reserves. Would you solely rely on a currency whom its government can't balance their checkbook? If not, then you need to call and get the facts. 888-867-8978, extension 1510 for your free 6 steps of wealth preservation. Martin Weiss says, quote, "The dollar's global status has allowed the U.S. to have a free pass on financing our deficit," end quote. Let's connect the dots. The Fed prints money at the speed of light, President Obama spends money at the speed of sound, and the world is screaming to stop this nonsense. Yet Buffett says much more of this is needed. You cannot stop the train wreck, but you can hop off the train. Listen, as if your life was dependent upon it, we cannot avoid inflation. It is a foregone conclusion. The imperative question is, are you, yes, you listening to me right now, are you ready for inflation? Call me right now for your inflation protection kit at 888-867-8978, extension 1510. That's 888-867-8978, extension 1510. Until tomorrow, this is David Fisher with Gold News Daily.
Tune in for Gold News Daily with Richard, Curtis, and David from Swiss America's Tangible Asset Team at 3:30 p.m. Monday through Friday right here on 1510 KFNN.